We come in our reading through in the Old Testament to the third chapter of the book of Joshua. Joshua 3 records the familiar and miraculous crossing of the Jordan River by the Israelites under the command of Joshua. And there are several things I believe that the Lord wants us to see here in this familiar account. We're to see, first of all, that it is clearly and completely the work of the Lord and the Lord alone. In fact, the people of Israel are told that they're to stay back as the central focus of the event. The Ark of the Covenant, the very presence of God Himself, moves into the water. The people are to remain roughly a half a mile away. It shows forth both the holiness of God, but it as well allows the best vantage point for God's people, for them to see what it is that God Himself is doing. And it reminds us that we too must constantly be vigilant, watching, seeing as the Lord is at work. These events as well cement the people's trust in Joshua as Moses' replacement, as he is the one appointed by God to lead his people. Now we need to remember that many of these who cross over the Jordan were children and therefore would remember when under the leadership of Moses, God parted the Red Sea and the people were able to escape and find salvation, as it were, from Egypt. And so they are reminded that as God had appointed Moses, so God had appointed Joshua to be their leader. And we too are reminded that it's in another, literally, Joshua, that we too are saved. The name Jesus is a Greek name. The name he answered to was Joshua. And so we look to the Lord's appointed one who saves us as well. This event shows us as well the unmatched power of the Lord of heaven and earth. In fact, he reminds us frequently in this that he is not just the God of his covenant people. He is the Lord of the Ark of the Covenant of all the earth, he refers to himself. And as what the writer is leading us through this drama of what is about to take place, and there's this building up of tension in it as God has commanded his people to watch the priests and then to see what happens and then to go. Just as we reach the point of what's going to happen, the writer inserts this odd little phrase, just to hold off the tension a little longer, he reminds us that the river was at flood stage, meaning there was no way these people could cross this mile-wide chasm of deep water on their own. The only way to cross the chasm is by the work and the power of the Lord God Himself. And so we're reminded to look to His work in our lives as well. Let's read this morning, again, this familiar account from Joshua chapter 3. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shittim, and they came to the Jordan, he and all the people of Israel, and they lodged there before they passed over. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, as soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it. Yet there shall be a distance between you and it, about 2,000 cubits in length. Do not come near it, in order that you may know the way you shall go, for you have not passed this way before. Then Joshua said to the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." And Joshua said to the priests, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on before the people." So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as far as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan." And Joshua said to the people of Israel, "Come hear and listen to the words of the Lord your God." And Joshua said, "Here is how you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is passing before you into the Jordan. Now, therefore, take 12 men from the tribes of Israel, from each tribe a man. And when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap." So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped into the brink of the water, now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest, the waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those flowing down toward the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off. And the people passed over opposite Jericho. Now the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel was passing over on dry ground until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. My friends, this is God's very own word, that which is true in all that it says.